Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Some Bronco fans out there, just, you know, what does this all mean, right? You know, what are the ramifications? How much does it hamstring the Broncos' ability to put a football team together? Do they have to cut a bunch of guys? Do they have to restructure a bunch of guys? So let us bring them in. Andrew Brandt joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Andrew, good morning. Thanks for the time.
Morning, guys. Always good to be with you.
Yeah, good to be with you, too. Good. Long time no talk to, Andrew. Great to hear your voice, my friend. Right off the bat, this whole Russell Wilson thing, one of the things that has bothered me about the structure of the salary cap is the fear-mongering that goes on with dead cap money. And I understand it's something that can be manipulated. Like I always say, it's really kind of a soft cap. And if you really want a guy, you can figure out a way to renegotiate contracts. Now you have to push things into the future. But explain kind of how to our listeners how that works and how four of the top dead cap money teams in the National Football League last year made the playoffs. So it can be restructured. It can be managed, correct?
Yeah, it's good to talk to you, Mark, always. What's happening with the cap is a lot of a misunderstanding about the difference between cash and cap. So again, to clear up any misinformation, Russell Wilson is due $39 million this year, and that's an offset guarantee. So anything he makes from another team is offset against that 39, reduces the Broncos' financial obligation. That's cash. That's hard, cold money in your pocket. Cap is not cash. Cap is accounting. So cap is leftover amortization from how you did the contract the first time. And as everyone knows, that contract was a doozy. Now, it wasn't the Deshaun Watson full guarantee, but it was a 7-year deal, which means a lot of proration pushed out over the years. And it was 3 years guaranteed, two of which he just played. And all of that has to come due. All that unamortized bonus proration over 7 years comes due in year 3 and 4. Depending on the way they structure it, they'll either have 39 or $35 million this year and 50 next year, or 50 this year, 35 next year. I think the point is, Mark, these are huge numbers. Even when you talk about a $250 million cap, if you're talking about one-fifth of that number for a player that's no longer there, that's can be hard. You're playing with less than a full deck. You're playing with less than other teams have. It's a competitive disadvantage. But if you have a team that has young players performing at high levels, you can overcome this. I think about my team that I worked for a decade, the Packers. They had a $41 million hole in their cap this year for a guy named Aaron Rodgers. They did well. They were a playoff team, and they had beat the Cowboys in the playoffs. They did well because young players, Reed, cheap players, are performing above their salary, above their value on the contract side, and they're overcoming that. So, yes, the Broncos or any team can outperform this problem with a dead cap, assuming young players are playing well and they're getting bang for their buck.
Andrew Brandt joining us. Andrew, if you were running the Broncos, how would you handle this cap hit? Would you spread it out over 2 years, or would you take it all in this first year? Would you take 50 this year, 35 next year, or split it or spin it around? How would you handle the ramifications of this cut?
My normal response, and this is what I always preached in cap management to young cap managers, is take your medicine now, keep your flexibility later. But that's when we're talking about $30 million for Carson Wentz, $35 million for Jared Goff, $40 million for Matt Ryan, $41 million for Aaron Rodgers. $85 million, I can't advise that. That's almost a third of the cap. I can't advise taking it all this year, which of course they could do. But I would spread it out with a bigger hit this year. So the 50 now, 35 next year, it's still a massive amount. I mean, he's going to be the highest cap number for the next 2 years on that team while no longer there.
What do you do? You talked about young players. What about guys that are already being paid and about renegotiating those deals to free up more of that cap money? How do you approach those guys, and how do those deals look?
Well, those are simple, not simple, but they're cap restructures. You know, there's cap restructures and there's cash restructures. Cash usually means a pay cut. But cap restructures, the player gets the same money. It's just a paper transaction. So quickly, for instance, if you have a player making, I don't know, $15 million, and you say, I'm going to give you that same 15, but it's going to be a $3 million salary and 12 on bonus. He's got 3 years left. So you prorate that 12 bonus over 4 years. You create $9 million of cap room right away, but you're pushing out the problem again. I haven't studied the Broncos cap. I think if you could do less of that, the better, because you have this hole created by Wilson. But those are pretty easy to do. And you know, every quarterback, every big-time player usually helps out a team if they ask. There's no problem there because the player's not losing any money.
Andrew Brandt, our guest. Andrew, what is the message being sent by the Penner Group, the owners, new owners of the Broncos? Should Broncos fans be encouraged, heartened by the fact that ownership is prepared to take on this kind of a cap hit?
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, if you ascribe to the theory, if it's not working, don't hang on and don't keep banging your head against the wall. You guys know a lot better than me, but it seemed like this experiment didn't work, obviously, year one. And even with the high-paid, experienced Super Bowl-winning coach, didn't work year two, or didn't work to the point where that coach wants it to continue. So it's a deference to the coach. It's a deference to creating a new team after going all in on this player. But it's a massive mistake. I mean, there's no other way to look at this. A mistake, as I'm sure you're talking about, on the trade side, and a mistake on the contract side. He had 2 years left, right? I get it. He's a new player. You want to jump in. You got new ownership. You want to give him the big deal. But he had 2 years left. And they could have been out of this contract. And they really jumped in with everything. It was the best contract besides Watson at that time.
Last one. If you look at what the Broncos do this offseason, and again, managing your caps so that you can mitigate the damage done by Russ's dead cap hit. We saw Tampa last year. I think they were carrying 35 dead cap for Tom Brady,
yeah. But
they got a Baker Mayfield for 1 year, $4 million. It was the best of all scenarios. How much money can the Broncos sort of allot for the quarterback room, including the dead cap for Russell Wilson, and still feel confident about their ability to put together a roster?
Well, it's traditionally the highest paid position on the team in terms of cash and cap. Now, Russell Wilson was the first example of how teams get around that with building a roster outside of the quarterback in Seattle and taking advantage of that low rookie contract cap. I don't know their plans. You know better than I do, but I think if they could have an ascending young quarterback, that's the answer to their problems. If they want to go veteran, you're going to cost some money. And, you know, you'd like to think with the hold on Wilson, you're not going to spend more than another $10 million in cap.
So that's the number you're looking at. And Stidham's already making about $5 million, so that kind of gives you an idea of where their finances are.
Yeah, Andrew, man, we appreciate you jumping on and clearing a lot of that stuff up. And all the best to you, my friend. Look forward to connecting soon.
Always great to talk to you, Mark. Take care, guys.
Andrew Brandt, former capologist, handled all the negotiations, all the contracts for the Green Bay Packers for a decade. And I know it's a lot of numbers and it's a lot of finance talk and business talk, but it's so crucial for what the Broncos are about to do here. The biggest cap hit ever up until now was Matt Ryan's 40 and 41 million.
Right.
$41 million was the biggest dead cap in the history of the NFL up until now. And it's 85.
Yeah.
So you can understand this is a mammoth hole that has now been created, and how do you handle it if you're the Denver Broncos? And hopefully that gives you a little bit of insight.
I want to ask you a question about something he said that resonated about how you manage with the Green Bay Packers and how you manage that, and if we're in that position.
Okay, that's coming up next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.